Welcome to our discussion on the pivotal role of trademark law in protecting brand names and logos. As India and Europe continue to strengthen their economic ties, understanding the nuances of trademark laws in these regions becomes increasingly important for businesses operating across borders. Let's start by looking at the trademark registration process. In both India and the European Union, the process is broadly similar, offering a unified system of protection. The registration period in both regions is a standard 10 years, ensuring long-term brand security. A key difference between the two regions is the principle governing trademark disputes. The European Union follows the first-to-file principle, whereas India adheres to the first-to-use principle. This distinction can significantly impact the outcome of trademark conflicts. In the EU, unregistered trademarks do not receive protection due to the first-to-file law. However, in India, there is legal protection for unregistered trademarks under the principle of passing off, offering broader safeguards for brands. When it comes to foreign trademarks, Indian law is more accommodating, offering protection based on reputation and recognition. In contrast, the EU maintains stricter rules, providing limited protection for foreign trademarks. Both India and the EU have provisions for the cancellation of trademarks due to non-usage. However, the EU's approach is more lenient initially, not mandating immediate use at the time of registration. In terms of legal remedies, India provides both civil and criminal options for addressing trademark infringement. The EU, on the other hand, primarily relies on civil law, with enforcement varying across member states. In conclusion, understanding the differences in trademark laws between India and the EU is crucial for businesses engaged in international trade. As the global marketplace continues to evolve, staying informed about these legal nuances is key to protecting your brand's intellectual property rights. Thank you for joining us in this exploration of trademark laws in India and Europe. We hope this discussion has been enlightening and beneficial for your business endeavors.